Hello and welcome, members. Today, we're going to talk about podcasts that I listen to, specifically history podcasts. So, hello. I did a quick survey to you, my esteemed partners, my investors in this Run, Run, Live venture. And much to my surprise, you're interested in what podcasts I listen to. I actually listen to a lot of podcasts. I probably download, 30 to 40 hours of podcast every week. I don't listen to all of them every week, but I like to have enough that I never run out. And I listen to podcasts when I'm training, whether running or biking. I find a way to kill two birds with one stone and get some brain training done while I'm getting my physical training done. I listen to podcasts in the car when I'm driving to and from work or to and from the airport. I bought a, not sure what we call them in 2016, but what we would have called a stereo for my truck that allows me to connect my iPhone via either a USB cable for charging or via Bluetooth so I can listen to stuff in my truck. And it's also got the telephone mic so I can talk on the phone relatively hands-free, which is important because my truck is a standard transmission. I have to shift it. On weekend days, I'm typically doing chores like gardening or yard work or housework or laundry, and I put my headphones in and I listen to stuff all day long. And one thing I can't do, though, is listen to podcasts while I'm working. And my brain just doesn't operate that way. I can't do two things like that at a time. In summary, anytime I'm alone and not working on something cerebral, I'm listening to a podcast. I use an app on my phone called Podcruncher because the default Apple podcast app I found to be entirely dysfunctional. Podcruncher allows me to sort and filter by oldest, newest, recently downloaded, and whether to auto-download and how many, all that stuff. And the app also allows me to listen to certain podcasts at different speeds. For some of the longer form podcasts or interview-based podcasts, I find I can listen to them at 1.5 times the normal speed, so 50% faster, and I don't lose anything. I'm really listening to these for the content and the ideas, not the production value or the storytelling. So your brain adjusts to the speed rather easily. It's actually quite amazing. This app also allows me to delete and mass delete any and all downloaded podcasts, which is useful when you start running out of memory. The thing about podcasts is they're like a magazine subscription. It always sounds like a great idea to subscribe to that magazine, but then you never have time to read it, and it just piles up in the corner and mocks you. Well, podcasts do the same thing. You get busy, and soon you've downloaded 50 episodes, and they're waiting for you on your phone. So every so often, I just ship all the downloads off to the great electron recycling center in the sky and start fresh. It's okay. There's no rules to what you listen to and when you listen to it. When I started compiling this list, I was surprised of how long it was. So I'm going to have to break it up into sections or category of podcast, and I'll treat these in different pieces so I can spend time on the individual shows. So let me start with one of my favorite types of podcasts, which is history. I love history, and I think podcasts are perfectly designed for the telling of history. And you have these amateur historians with a passion for their art who otherwise would be rotting away as a grad student in some backwater university. Now they can pour that unrequited love of history, that passion, into a podcast. And it's a great match because, let's face it, even your outstanding history major is basically unemployable, right? So their voices get out there, and I love that. The tragedy of it is that there is so much contemporary people, especially leaders, can learn from the history, from the lessons of history. We as a species have been making the same mistakes and the same triumphs for thousands of years. We don't learn from history. And understanding the great histories and the great men and women of history allows you to understand humanity and the human spirit writ large. So without further waffling, here are the history podcasts. So the first one is The History of Rome by Mike Duncan. From 2007 to 2013, Mike Duncan had the crazy idea to tell the whole story of Rome from beginning to end in a weekly podcast. And this was about the same time I got started doing a weekly podcast. It turned out, like many things, this wasn't as easy as it sounded. We, the listeners, had the great privilege of sitting in class each week as the story of Rome unfolded and Mike found his way in the podcasting world. One of the other things I love about history podcasts is that it allows unique voices and people with actual senses of humor and humility to tell these stories. Mike is like the friendly history nerd you hang out with, not some stuffy professor telling you what you should think. I interviewed Mike for episode 160 of the Run, Run, Live podcast because his wife is a runner. See, any excuse I can get to talk to people, that's what I do. What I learned from the History of Rome podcast was that Romans 2,000 years ago were exactly the same as us. We are them. And yet, we still refuse to learn from history. Second is Revolutions, Mike's new podcast. It's called Revolutions, and this is where he uses all that style and grace he learned in the production of The History of Rome, and he goes through famous revolutions. So far, he's covered England, America, France, and Haiti. It's good stuff. Next, A History of the World in 100 Objects by Neil McGregor, director of the British Museum. Now, this has been around for a while now, and it's a brilliant, professionally produced series from British Radio that chooses 100 objects from the British History Museum and walks you through a history of the world by placing each one in its context and telling that story. From the Aldhavi hand axe through to a solar-powered lamp, it's wonderful. And I believe it's also a TV series and a book. It's an amazing narrative. Very, very, very well done. Next is the British History podcast by Jamie Jeffers. By the way, all the links to this are going to be in the post. All the links to these websites. So the British History podcast is an example of the newer generation of history podcasters who are building on the work of the earlier pioneers. So Jamie is an ex-lawyer in Portland that has decided he'd rather be a history podcaster than a lawyer. And he's walking through the history of Britain at a very detailed and culturally related level. And he's currently making his way through medieval times and the Viking Age. But he takes time to introduce you to people and cultural elements that most historians will skip over when they tell the great man stories of history. Next is A History of World War II by Ray Harris, another of the next generation amateur historian podcasters. Ray is walking through the leaders, the battles, and the timelines of World War II in great detail. We're currently in the midst of the Siege of Moscow and Leningrad. Ray also does a good job covering some of the lesser-known engagements and people of the war. And his multi-part series on Winston Churchill was wonderful. And his coverage of some of the earlier war battles, like to hold Greece and Crete, were all new for me. So that was wonderful. No list would be complete without the 12 Byzantine Rulers and the Norman Centuries, two series by Lars Brownworth. Another one of, if not the original history podcaster, is Lars Brownworth. His is a more professorial history lesson style. His original series on the Byzantine Rulers set the bar for history podcasters. And his follow-up series on the Norman Centuries traces the impact of the Northmen that they had as they dispersed through the kingdoms of Europe and the Middle East through the Middle Ages. It's fascinating and informative. Another one I listen to is called, was called, the Russian Rulers Podcast, and is now called the Russian History Retold Podcast. Same feed. It's by Mark Schuss. He's another amateur historian, and his original series, he walks you through the history of Russia, one ruler at a time, from the beginning all the way to modern times. It's very interesting to hear about a people and a culture and a history that many of us in the West don't ever hear. Another older series, guy's been around for a while. He has the History of podcast, and it's Jamie Redfern, a little less professional, but Jamie is another amateur history podcaster who tends to cover topics at a much higher level, sort of a breeze through. I enjoyed his History of Alexander, although it didn't cover much new ground for me, and his History of Hannibal and the Punic Wars was quite good. I learned a lot there. And his newest effort is on the Arab Spring, but I have not listened to that yet. Hardcore History by Dan Carlin. This is probably the most popular of all the history podcasts. I haven't really listened to many of them because I don't particularly like Dan's style. It's a bit of an AM sports radio approach to history. You know, it's a heated mix of facts and opinions that many people really like, but I'd rather draw my own conclusions from history and not be shouted at so much. The other issue or problem I have with Dan's approach is that these are quite long. I mean, hours. He'll go for hours at a time in an episode, and the long-form content approach doesn't mesh well with my listening habits. I did listen through the series called, he does them like in book form or series form, so he'll spend a lot of time on one series. And there's one I listened to called Wrath of the Khans, which was quite good. I learned a lot. Lastly, I did start listening to one called The History of China by Laszlo Montgomery. And this is a podcast I started listening to, but I gave up on. And part of it was all the Chinese names sound the same to me, and I couldn't keep track of the narrative. I may go back to it because this is an area of history and a culture that I really don't know much about, so there's opportunity there. So that's the end of my first issue, my first list of podcasts I listen to. In future episodes, future lists, I'll cover the running podcasts I listen to, which frankly is not that many. I've listened to them all, but I don't listen to them. In general, I do listen to a lot of business podcasts and a lot of more general stuff, especially storytelling or entertaining stuff. And I'm always looking for new and interesting content to fill my head and my days, so feel free to make suggestions. And thank you again for being a member.